You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network. This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business business success. Today, once again, we are speaking with Connie Sertuzzi, Executive Vice President and General Manager of Sage Small Business Solutions at Sage North America. Sage provides small and medium-sized organizations and mid-market companies with a range of easy-to-use, secure, and efficient business management software and services, from accounting, human resources, and payroll to payments, enterprise resource planning, and customer relationship management. Connie, certainly a privilege to have you back with us here on Enterprise Radio.
Great. Thank you, Eric. It's great to be back.
Yes, it certainly is. So, Connie, let's just get started off with, what is the state of small businesses today?
Well, it's interesting you ask that question because, as you know, we frequently do research and, I mean, small to medium-sized businesses is our lives here at Sage. It's what we do each and every day. And we frequently go out and do various research studies to understand what's going on in, among small businesses, what's keeping them up at night, what's working, what's not working. And, you know, one of the most recent surveys that we did, we called it the State of the Startup Survey. And, you know, the purpose of this was to really understand their journey, you know, why they decided to take the plunge to begin with, what drives them, how they got started, challenges they face, what is working, not working, what lessons can we learn. And I will tell you, just to sum it up, you know, one of the things that I walked away as it relates to your question, what's the state of the small business today? You know, we talked to over 500 small businesses. Many of them had it figured out. They felt like that they were meeting their goals. Felt like they were achieving what they set out to do. Others were struggling, but at the end of the day, the vast majority of them said that they were doing what they loved to do. They got into it because they had a passion to bring an idea to reality. They wanted to be their own boss. And an overwhelming 95% said if they had to do it over again, they would. And so I think that just really speaks to the heart of the entrepreneur. And things get tough from time to time, but they love what they're doing.
What is the best way to describe an entrepreneurial journey, and what does it look like?
Well, when we looked at the because our purpose in the survey, like I said, was really to look at them through the entire entrepreneurial journey, from startup to, you know, what keeps them up at night and lessons learned along the way. And a couple of things that, you know, that I noticed related to the entrepreneurial journey, which is an important piece of it, is how they got started. And one of the one component we saw was that the vast majority of them did not have any prior startup experience at all. And in fact, when we dived a bit deeper into their family, their parents also did not have any startup experience. So this wasn't like they were coming from a family of entrepreneurs. I mean, they were doing it alone. You know, the other thing that we found is we looked at the typical age of a small business or a startup. And when we say startup, we actually looked at the business has been in business for 5 years or less. So that was the parameter that we used. But we found that the vast majority of them were Generation X, or the, you know, 30 to 50 year olds. But what was really, really interesting is that those baby boomers that we talked to, the older ones, were more likely to say that it was extremely easy to get started with their business. However, on the flip side, those same baby boomers were over twice as likely to say that they tended to ignore the critical digital marketing, social media technique and marketing ability that's out there that's so very, very critical for a small biz. So because they weren't really used to that and they weren't brought up in that, then they tended to ignore it. You know, a couple other stats that I'll mention that I thought was very interesting about the entrepreneurial journey and who gets started is that the vast majority of them, well, not the vast, but around 57% of them were actually women. Which is, you know, and as you read a lot of different research and studies out there today, that makes sense. In fact, we saw that the businesses that women tend to start were in healthcare or were in the service industry. What keeps them up at night? There was a lot of consistency. It was around growing revenue, acquiring customers, and securing capital to keep their business going.
Very, very interesting. Now, what do successful new businesses have in common?
Well, that was really fascinating in the survey, because what we did, we wanted to understand of the, you know, over 500 that we spoke to as part of the survey, which ones viewed themselves as being successful and realized that they had their own view as to what success was, but which ones viewed themselves as being successful and which ones felt like they weren't as successful as they could have been. And as we asked those questions, we basically, the methodology we used is we separated it out into two groups. And to give you kind of the characteristics of the most successful or the top tier, 91% of the top tier actually reported doing well against meeting their initial business goals, versus 12% in the bottom tier. Now, those business goals weren't necessarily financially related, but it's what they had as their goals when they started out. Also, that top tier, that successful small biz, had superior profit levels. They were growing faster, and they were hiring more aggressively. In fact, this was fascinating, that more than 53% of those in the top tier actually achieved profitability within 9 months. And by the end of the first year, the vast majority of them were taking a paycheck. So that gives you a sense of where, you know, the lines were we broke the lines between the top tier versus the bottom tier, and then we were able to really dive even deeper and learn about some of the best practices.
Today we are joined by Connie Sertuzzi, once again, Executive Vice President and General Manager of Sage Small Business Solutions at Sage North America, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Connie, what are the lessons that entrepreneurs can learn from successful new businesses?
So when we looked at the top tier, the successful businesses, which we call the top tier, versus the lower tier, there were really five key areas that they stood out where we believe these are best practices and lessons learned that they could share. The first was that they tended to have a partner or a co-founder, you know, with whom they could share just the burden of a startup, and also, quite frankly, to augment their skills. You know, oftentimes you see an entrepreneur who may be good at one area of managing a business but not at another. And many of these successful small businesses had partners that helped augment their skills and share in some of the workload. The second, and this sounds so common sense, but even today still people do not have it, the successful ones had a formal business plan. I mean, they took the time to do the market research. They took the time to determine what their goals were, how they were going to go about it. In fact, the successful ones were 78% more likely to have created this business plan before launch. And obviously, we know you need a business plan if you're going to acquire funding. The third area was that they were more likely to turn to professional advisors. You know, they realized they didn't have all the answers, realized they couldn't do everything. And most of them, you know, one of the advisors that was mentioned in the survey they were more likely to turn to was an accountant, because oftentimes they don't understand all of the practices around bookkeeping and accounting. And the accountant could also help them with best practices in running their business. And then the next one was around leveraging latest marketing tactics. This gets into what I was mentioning earlier about social media and digital, you know, being able to leverage that to better service your customers and get new customers. And then the final one, which is very interesting, is that we found in that top tier that they were more likely to say they had a good work-life family balance. In fact, the 58% of those in the top tier said they commit themselves to family, friends, and personal pursuits, and they believe in working smarter and not harder, and not just harder. So those were five of the key areas where we saw around best practices among this top tier.
Certainly helpful information. What can we learn from those who advise, counsel, and invest in new businesses?
Yeah, so that was very interesting, too. The other part of the survey was we talked to advisors of small businesses to get their viewpoint, whether it be accountants, whether it be investors, other types of small business associations. That's what they do is help small businesses. And, you know, the top three common mistakes that they told us that they see among entrepreneurs is the first one is taking on too much debt, you know, not being careful at the beginning and not really watching the wallet and taking on too much credit or too much debt where it puts them in a really difficult place as they begin to grow their business. The second one gets back to really the business planning, and that's not performing enough market research ahead of time, not doing the homework and understanding, you know, what's your go-to-market model for your service or your idea, your product idea. And the third one, which was very close to taking on too much debt, is once you get into running the business, not controlling the cost and getting to a point where, you know, the cash flow becomes an even bigger issue and you're not able to grow your business because you're not controlling your cost.
Connie, in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners to take hold of and to apply ASAP?
You know, what I would say just personally, you know, looking through all of the results that we saw from the survey, I would say really it's three things. One is that, you know, if you have a dream to be an entrepreneur or a small business owner, or you're just getting starting out, I would say definitely follow that dream, but be smart about it. You know, you can't assume if you built it, they're going to come. You know, start with a business plan, start with the market research, understand all the things around digital marketing that you need to do to make it happen. The second one is surround yourself with the right people, whether it be mentors, accountants, the employees that you hire, your trusted advisors. Don't think you can go it alone. Get the right people around you to make it happen. And then I would say the last one is just be ready to fail because you're going to fail or make a mistake, but correct it and move on. Correct it fast and move it on and move on. And then just enjoy what you're doing, because that was really, to summarize, that was, I think, one of the biggest highlights out of the survey is at the end of the day, 95% said they would do it all over again.
Super info shared here today. Connie, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Sage and their products online.
You can go to our website. It's at sage.com or nasage.sage.com. Either one will take you there. And you can actually get this survey, the data from this survey, as well as other research studies that we've done in the past, as well as all of our products and services that we offer.
Connie, certainly has been good to have had you back with us, and certainly our listeners can find it very helpful of the information you've shared per the survey, and thanks so much for that, and thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today once again on Enterprise Radio.
And great, thank you. Thank you for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with, once again, Connie Sertuzzi, Executive Vice President and General Manager of Sage Small Business Solutions at Sage North America, that provides small and medium-sized organizations and mid-market companies with a range of easy-to-use, secure, and efficient business management software and services, from accounting to human resources and payroll to payments, enterprise resource planning, and customer relationship management. And once again, the website of reference is na.sage.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.